Chissà questa è ognuna lei, chi matteo ti vede lontano, chi mi
Thank you. So this Ganga everyone went to took bath in the local Ganga, in the monastery Ganga. And then one time, the gopis, they wanted to cross the Ganga with the salt of jewel and water. And they came to the shore of the Ganga, and there was no boat to cross except some really old boats. And some really old boatmen, very capable. And they said, "Oh, boatmen, can you ferry us across the Ganga to the other side?" And the boatman said, "But my boat is very old, and very shaky, and full of gold. No, never mind, we have to go, shall we go?" And all passed into the boat and agreed on a price, and they started across the Ganga. And then being so okay, and big waves, and the boat starts changing very violently, and the boat goes very scared. And Krishna said, the boatman said, "Oh, you have to throw the boat over, otherwise the boat will sink. Please, it's filling up in water." So the gopis threw all the salt from the boat into the water. And then he said, "Oh, it's coming up with this stinking. So pour your heavy bundles of jewelry." So and this way they went on to Krishna. The boatman was saying to them, "Do this and do that." And then he started dropping the bone so violently. All from Kapta, she turned over. So then Radharani, she got scared, and she threw her arms around the boatman, and when she did that, suddenly she realized, "Oh, this is not just any old boatman, this is actually Krishna pretending to be a lord boatman." And the boat was very grateful, and he did. So she wanted to come with him to Govardhan, he has taken him to and Radharani. I cannot remember the stroke of the verse by heart, but with things like this, so this prayer is a very amazing picture. There's a very beautiful picture being right at the back of the altar, and we commemorate the altar every day. We can look up and see this in the reminder of this beautiful case of Asta in Manas Lanka.
Sometimes Nanda Baba and Gopas, they are requesting to Krishna, "We are going to take bath in the Ganges. We want to go. We want to go and take bath in the Ganges." Krishna, Ganga is very far away from this place. I will call Ganga right to this place. You can take bath there. He meditated by mind. And immediately, there is one place where from Ganga stream, it came to this very place. So this is because it was brought there by Krishna's meditation or from his mind. This Bhagavati Ganga, which is, it is not come from directly from Krishna's feet. It is from his partial incarnation, from Vamandev's lotus feet, it has come. And this Manasi Ganga, where does it appear? From Krishna's mind. Now, the source of all incarnations, from this point of view, it is more superior to even the Ganga. This Manasi Ganga is more superior. And that Ganga which is flowing, it is superior to that Ganga. And Krishna, on the banks of this river, he has also told, I also told so many of the past times, but it's evening, the gopis are returning back, and they have pots, small pots also. They have yogurt, milk in those pots. Krishna is standing with the boat. I can cross you over so easily, quickly. The gopi says, listen, my boat is old, he's saying. It has maybe some holes also. Whatever, I can make you cross over. When he brought it in the middle, then he said, my boat does not seem to be able to carry the weight of your pots and all. It is better that you throw these pots over.
Now,
they threw over all these pots. Still, this, he says, the boats are not able to follow it. You should throw your clothes also. The gopis became embarrassed and angry. They became angry. Then Krishna, then he began to rob the boat so violently in such a manner that Taraji had to embrace him, Krishna. Krishna's desire was fulfilled. This was all why he had performed all this. Govardhan is witness to all these pastimes. That's why it is worshipable for us. There is nearby is Chakleshwar Mahadev, Bhajan Kuti of Sanatana Goswami. English. Someone, yes. I order somebody that, can you do it? Swayam Karwana. Makam Karwana. Getting it done.
One of the pastimes that he tries to do, he serves after the children on a daily basis, even though he's very, very elderly, very old. And while he was circumambulating over there one day, he became very, very weary. It was very hot out. It was the middle of summer. The sand and dirt were very hot. His feet were burning. His body was perspiring from every pore. And in this weary and wet condition, he sat down, and there was no shade to be had in the area. Suddenly, a beautiful young cowherd boy from the local area appeared, and then taking his yellow shawl, he held it over the head of Sanatana Goswami, and then with one hand on the corner of the shawl, he began fanning the face of Sanatana Goswami. Very quickly, by the fanning, he began to become, his whole body became very cool by the touch of the breeze from this fanning of this shawl of the coward boy, and he became very, very relieved of all of his fatigue and all of his tiredness. And then the coward boy spoke to him very, very sweetly. Oh, Baba, you are too old now. You should not be trying to walk around the entire Mohandas village at this age. Therefore, I will give you one shila, Mohandas shila, with the impression of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna in that shila and fruit at the stick. These impressions will be there in that shila. And when you place that shila on the ground and circumambulate that shila, then you will get same result as circumambulating the entire Govardhan Hill. And so, from that time, Sanatana Goswami circumambulated that shila. Later on, when Shiva Sanatana Goswami left this world, his body was placed in Samadhi at the Mohan Temple by Shiva Jiva Goswami. And this shila was placed in the Radhanamadar Temple where Shiva Goswami did his bhajan. During the time of the Muslim attack, that shila was transferred to the Radhanamadar Temple in Jaipur, and the Pratikul Vigraha was placed in the Radhanamadar Temple here. And anyone who circumambulates that Radhanamadar Temple four times, it is considered that they have circumambulated completely the Govardhan Hill. There are also some other sweet pastimes between Sanatana Goswami and the other Goswami, like the time that Bhagavad Das Goswami, who would not keep any bhajan puttir, and he used to wander here and there, madly calling after Radhe, Sri Radhe, where are you? Oh Radhe, where are you? And calling like this, one day he fell in trance by the side of the Radhakund. And after falling in trance by the side of Radhakund, one tiger came, a lion came, and he was in danger. So, Srimati Radharani herself came and placed a cloth over the head of, Raghunath Das Goswami, and placing that cloth to give him shade and keeping the tiger from causing any harm to Raghunatha. And Sanatana Goswami saw all this, and he became very disturbed that why you are giving trouble to Radha Krishna Yuga by falling in trance in this way, they have to serve you. So then, becoming upset with that, he ordered that Raghunatha Goswami from that point should keep a bhajan kutir, and then a bhajan kutir was constructed by Raghunatha Goswami, and then he no longer came into difficulty like that. There is another story of Rupa Goswami, one of two advisors,
Shloknathan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir and Chakleshwar Mahadev went to these places. You have heard Sri Shankarji, how he is put as the god of the Braj. All around, there is not a single place in Braj where Sri Shankarji is not present. Because Shankarji, without him, Bhagwan's pastimes are not performed. He is Adi Guru, the original Guru. In Mathura, there are four Shankarjis. All these, Rameshwar, Sakleshwar, Gopeshwar, like this. In Braj, there are 12 Shankarjis, which are surrounding the Braj from all sides, protecting it, like a guard. In Bhagwan's pastime, no obstacles should become. Bhagwan's pastime should be performed without any trouble. Shankarji acts as a guard. And especially in Braj, which Shankar is there, looks like he is very rustic Shankar. Why? Because Shankarji, all over, there are beautiful modes. One sweet pastime more than the other are performed here. When Shankarji is residing here, when Indra became angry and he wanted to destroy all the Vrajavasis, this Kanaiya, such a small kid, and he stopped this Indra Puja in Braj, I will completely destroy this Braj. There will be no such thing as Braj remaining in this world. That time, Shankarji, Chakleshwar means, why his name is this Chakleshwar? Sometimes it Gopeshwar, Chakleshwar, it is sometimes confusing, Kameshwar. Ordinarily, if you take these meanings, then it looks like as if Rameshwar, as if the Lord of Ram, Chakleshwar, one who is the master of Chakra, Yoshin Chakra. All the names that there are, they are sort of confusing. That is why Shankarji's Tattva, it is always very grave. Here, Maharaj has described in two ways. One, in one form, this, he can be Ishwar of Chakra. Why? Because when, in Shadashya form, Shankarji, that time, he is Vishnu Tattva. When this Vishnu Tattva, that time, that chakra what he has, Gurudev has told sometime about this. And Chakleshwar, whose Ishwar is Chakra, means this Bhagwan Vishnu is Ishwar, Bhagwan Shri Vishnu. That time Shankarji, again speak what you said, repeat what they were saying. Clearly, speak more clearly what you are saying. Like when Rameshwar, Rameshwar's ordinary meaning can be, direct meaning can be taken out as Ramajasya. Ramajasya Ishwar means who is Ram? Jinke Ram. He is the Ishwar or the Lord of Ram. But actually, this is not proper. Ram, whose Ishwar is Ram. Similarly, when we say Chakleshwar, Chakra, whose Ishwar is Chakra. Who is the Chakradhari? Shri Bhagwan Shri Vishnu. Shankarji Ishwar is Shankarji Ishwar is Bhagwan Chakradhari, who is the holder of the Chakra. This is the proper meaning, direct meaning. Why did his name come? Gurudev is asking. Why did he get this name? This tattva. Why did he get this name, Chakleshwar? How he got this name? That's what Guru was saying. One time, when Indra, he inundated the Braj with torrential rains, that time Shankarji is saying to Bhagwan, "Oh Prabhu, these Brajvasis, these are your dearmost people, they are your devotees. You be merciful on them. No calamity should befall them. You protect the Brajvasis." He prayed to Bhagwan. And that is why Shankarji, Adivis is Bhagwan. Sometimes he appears from his eyebrows. That is why this name is Chakleshwar. Chakra came there and protected on the top of the hill. And secondly, Gurudev is saying, Shankarji also, with his trident, he whirled the sort of trident just like the chakra. That's why he's known as Chakleshwar. That is why Sanatana Goswami, coming here, he used to perform bhajan. Why? When Shankarji used to come here, mostly Shankarji, wherever Sanatana Goswami is, he has special relationship with Shankarji, Sanatana Goswami. That is why when he went to Kamevan that time, Kameshwar Mahadev Kameshwar Mahadev. He went to stay in Vrindavan. He was staying there, but every day he used to go to Gopeshwar to have darshan of Gopeshwar every day. When he became old, that time Shankarji in a different form he took as Vanchandi Mahadev. And then Shankarji again, when Sanatana Goswami ji, again when he comes and over there, then where he used to stay in Chakleshwar Mahadev. Because Shankarji, the Ashtakarya pastimes, Chakrasan also have come to know of the Ashtakarya Leela from him. So Param Rishi Vaishnav, he is Shankarji. That's why the devotees, what do they want? Their desire is that to have association of some devotees. Devotees want that all the time they should be able to absorb themselves in the nectar of Harikatha. So Sanatana Goswami, when he's performing bhajan here, people used to come here, they are offering milk and offering different sorts of worships. And because they are offering milk, so obviously it would become muddy and many mosquitoes would come there and bite him. One day Sanatana Goswami said, "Oh Shankarji, I can't stay here any longer. There are many mosquitoes are disturbing me. I am leaving this place." Then Shankarji said, "Do not worry. From today, no mosquitoes will remain here. From that day on, you can see that there are no mosquitoes there." This is Sanatana Goswami. He is of Sampradaya. He is the Acharya of Sambandhi. And he manifested the deity Madan Mohan Ji. Madan Mohan Ji is our worshipable deity of Samban. Presiding deity of Samban. Samban means in Bhagavad Bhakti, the first thing that there is some relationship. Unless we don't have Samban Vigyan, knowledge of our relationship with the Lord, we can proceed in bhajan. We can progress. After that is avidya and then prayojan. So someone, the deeper it is, the relationship, the deeper it is. That's why Prabhupada and his disciples, we hear that especially, they would always discuss about saman tattva. Why? Because unless until our saman is not mature enough, it's not ripened enough, we can progress in bhakti. The deeper you have understanding of your relationship, the more easily you will be able to progress in bhajan. So, Sanatana Goswami, his name is Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. Sanatana, every effulgent, all the time. His deity, Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan Ji, why? He is this deity because Madan is Madan, this Cupid is one who is ruling all the world. By the effect of this Madan, Cupid, all the jivas in this false world, they are attached to these false material enjoyments, temporary material enjoyments. Unless and until you cannot enchant this Cupid, unless and until you cannot subdue this Madan, Cupid, we cannot control, we cannot cross over this material ocean of birth and death. How can we cross this material ocean? How can we win over this lust? This Madan Mohanji, if we have relationship with that deity, if we have his darshan, if we have his mercy, if we have attachment towards him, then only then, Madan Mohanji, we can win over, subdue this Madan or Cupid. That is why Madan Mohanji says, worshipable deity. Sanatana Goswami is most wonderful, this most wonderful, what he has given to our Sampradaya, this Brihad Bhagavatamrita, this what Gurudev is reading nowadays, this scripture, and taking this as base, all the Goswamis, whatever scriptures they wrote, it was based on this scripture. And this scripture is our Sampradaya, you must understand. It's a very big base, fundament. No sampradaya, such scripture you cannot find. Everybody knows that a devotee is a devotee, but the gradation of devotees that he has shown, five types, Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prema Bhakta, Premato. In no sampradaya, these very subtle differences that he has shown. Devotees means just like Sakshishri. But only in our sampradaya, Sanatana Goswami, he has shown the gradation, how one is superior to the previous one. He has shown in very beautiful subtle ways. In Bhagavatam, everything is there. In Bhagavatam, Krishna Sivaraj Goswami is saying that Siddhant is one, but the waves of the Siddhant, the movement, the nectar of Siddhant, if you have to take entrance into that, unless and until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates you do not take, you cannot understand the movement of the Siddhant. And the end, of course, what Maharaji is reading, this Rasayan. This is, it is our Bharat Bhagavatamrita. One very big contribution, very wonderful, this Braj Prem and the Aravind Charitrat, that rush, what he had to come to give, that is present in this. So Sanatana Goswami, he is very big as far. And we are indebted to him eternally. We pray at his lotus feet, that Sanatana Goswami, but what he wanted to give us, if that thing, one drop by the mercy of Gurudev, we can achieve it. Our life is successful. One shot. Very nice. We really appreciate it. Sanatana Goswami. Every day. Vrindavan Madan Mohan from that place, the hillock, he used to travel from that place. 15 miles. 15 miles he used to reach this place, and then he used to start his parikram, 14 mile parikram. Then again he used to go to Mathura to collect Madhukari, and from there he would go back to again Vrindavan. How much he was walking, you can just understand by this much what austerities he was performing. One day he thought that maybe I should stay in Chakleshwar Mahadev and perform my bhajan. One or two days he stayed there and his mosquitoes began to bite him. He said to Shankarji that it's better that I leave from this place, go to Vrindavan. Shankarji said, from today there will be no mosquitoes. It's finished. Mosquitoes are not there from that day on. Then Sanatana Goswami, like this, he was performing his parikram. He became old one day in afternoon in very scorching sun. It is in the middle of the day. He couldn't tolerate it any longer. He fell down unconscious. That time, immediately Krishna and Baldevji appeared there, and Krishna, he covered him with a chadar and gave him a shirt and with his wonderful, cool lotus hands, he touched Sanatana Goswami, immediately came back to external senses. Krishna said, listen, you have become old now. I will give you a Giriraj Shila from today. There is a mark of sign of a flute, a cow hoof mark will be there. A stick, my stick of the cowherd boys, and my wherever you stay, and his foot, and of course his footmark was there complete. I am giving you all this. Wherever you remain, there you can four times, if you circumambulate this town, Giriraj Govardhan Parikram, result you will get. That Shila, when he went to Vrindavan, then Rupa Goswami, where he used to stay, under his guidance, it was given to him. It was there quite some time. But when the Muslims attacked, when Radha Damodarji also went to Jaipur, that time Govardhan, the original Shila also went there. It is there in Radha Damodar temple. We have seen it. That is exactly like Giriraj Govardhan Shila. Something reddish tinge it has, this stone. Here it is black. Blackish, which is here in Radha Damodar. It is particular. Anyway, it is not made. Don't say that it is made. Whatever it has come into being, how he has made, I don't know. It is Pratibhu Vigra, you must consider. This Parikram, if you perform Parikram to this also, then Giriraj, you get the result of performing Parikram of Giriraj. Like this. Today, you went to Bhajan Kutir of Radha Goswami. This was spoken in the day earlier, that's why no translation. It's evening now already. Maybe we should stop now. Let's have a kirtan maybe. All of you, please. We will go to Mansi Ganga, at the banks of Mansi Ganga. It is very glorious, very auspicious to give in charity the lamps. All of you should go to donate these lamps for Giriraj on Mansi Ganga, and you should pray to him. Please, your Swarup should manifest in our hearts. And Krishna Swarup, along with his associates, should manifest in our heart. Let it be. You will pray like this, and then in the temple, around the temple, over the temple, on the roof, you will light all these lamps. And please don't use wax candles. You should put ghee or oil in the lamps. Ghee or oil. Everything is there, down, ready. All you have to do is collect.
Tomorrow, sorry. Today, I am 50 years before. to the Marketing Minister of India, then, if we lack of country to announce the name, now we announce the name.